Hey, everybody. How you be? Well, even by Stoop standards, this will be an under-rehearsed story. So love you, Margaret. I'm up here at Margaret Footner's request, my co-founder. And yeah, Margaret and I were talking about this, and at the last minute, I got to do it by myself. She told me last night. But Margaret's idea was about a vortex. The idea that there was this idea that came together, which there's so much currency for it in this room, it's so great, about how community and artists and a place that cares about all of that can change a neighborhood and a city. And that idea was just like an idea that came together with Margaret and I. And Margaret was living in Fells Point. I was living in Fells Point riding my bike around. Margaret saw me riding my bike around. I was an art critic. And Margaret, it all started with Mighty Margaret. Margaret had opened, well, she hadn't exactly opened. She had sort of opened this restaurant, but she couldn't come up with a name. So what she did is she couldn't pick an exact name. So she put a poster board out front and it said Cafe Open. So that became the name Cafe Open. And Margaret wanted a gallery on the second floor. So she invited me, the art critic, to help with the gallery. The only terrible truth was I have no clue how to hang a piece of artwork. So I got Dan Schiavone, a painter and IT guy, and et voila, we had the Halcyon Gallery, a supposedly, ha ha ha, for-profit art gallery. So anyway, we had some great moments. One of my favorite memories is walking across Red Square in Fells Point holding this beautifully painted box with an elegantly mummified cat inside of it. That Dan Schiavone had created this ensemble with Dan Van Allen. Oh, I'm sorry. Dan Van Allen had made this beautiful piece, and I was delivering it to this eccentric shop owner who was so excited about it. And I remember walking across the square in Fells Point going, damn, I've got the coolest job ever. You know, I was probably making like $15 a week. But anyway, so after a while, we were doing all this other stuff. We were doing poetry readings and critiques and films and workshops and blah, blah, blah. And we realized we should go nonprofit. So we put our big girl pants on and we sent out 80 letters, print letters, to 80 people. And we said, for $25, you can join the Creative Alliance. And if you're an artist, you can put a piece in the big show, which nowadays is in this gorgeous gallery out here. But back then, we were above Margaret's Cafe and we didn't have hardly any space. So it was in six little cafes and bars, and you hung the stuff up. So we send out this letter, and all of a sudden the letters come back, and everybody's given us checks for $25. And then Amelie Rothschild, the sculptor and feminist and activist and community leader, sent us a check for $125. And I was just like, you would have thought it was $250,000. I was like, oh my gosh! And anyway, so Amelie was one of the many people that were swirled into this vortex. We had to name it, and we always have naming issues. So Margaret was talking to her chef, Mia, and Mia said, why don't you call it the Fells Point Creative Alliance? And I love that we weren't named by even an artist or a marketing person or a lawyer or a board member or anybody. We were named by this slender, really smart chef named Mia. Anyway, so there we are. We're the Creative Alliance. And then we wanted a home, and we started exploring outside. We had a venue and waterfront in Fells Point that had a ghost in the elevator. That was interesting. And then Dan bought a moose lodge. So then we were in a moose lodge in Hollandtown with really bad plumbing. That was exciting. We were the first venue to host the AhiZero Festival there. And then we moved in with 1,000 of our closest rodent friends at the Pep Boys Auto Parts Warehouse, which some of you may remember the LOAD Creative Alliance after the exterminator would come. Anyway, but the best thing that happened to get to this idea of people, and the whole time all these amazing people are just, we're just running on people energy and love and doing amazing things. And we meet Perry Sfikas, okay? And people say to me, oh, there's no good politicians. I hear that all the time. It kind of aggravates me. But anyway, I say, I have a story for you. So Perry Sfikas was the son of Greek immigrants. He lived in Southeast Baltimore. And every time I say this, and I've said this probably like 1,000 times, every time I say it, I want to cry. So we'll see how I do. But we told Perry about the idea for this. And he wasn't just like, okay, that's fine, or what a good idea. He was like, okay, great, we're going to do it. And you know what he said? What he kept saying at all these meetings over and over? He kept saying, I'm not going to let the lights go out. I didn't do it. I'm not going to let the lights go out on Highland Town. And the lights were going out. I mean, Eastern Avenue, the vacancy rate was insane. People were moving out. It wasn't a good jam. So anyway, all of a sudden, Perry is like the godfather. So the next thing I know, I'm in my closet going, I'm presenting to the governor of the state of Maryland. What am I going to wear? And so Perry was there. And then Senator Barbara Mikulski, whose parents had a bakery, who this building is dedicated to. Look for the plaque on the wall on your left as you leave. Babs got us a bunch of money. And all these other people started showing up and helping us out. And we needed a really big show for the opening. So I'm like, what are we going to do? So what do you do in Baltimore when you need a big show? You call up John Waters. So I called up John. I had a relationship. Wasn't that big, but enough to call him. So I called up John. I was like, blah, blah, blah. And we had cooked up an idea. And the idea was that the Dreamland production team, which were all these ne'er-do-wells from Fells Point when it was about to be demolished. But anyway, they all made their own artwork. And I said to John, we want to do this show. We're going to do a show. We want to do a show to open the Patterson, and it'll be Dreamland production, and all the individual artists will show their pieces. And I was super stoked. And then John said, oh, God, don't do that. And I'm like, oh, you know, and it's a celebrity, so there's no recourse, right? So I'm just like, okay. And then he just goes, do a show on Vince Perenio, his production designer. And Vince Perenio, you know, son of Italy from South Baltimore, Mica scholarship painter, and he did all the production design for John out of trash dumpsters. He created sets. And he did all the production design for The Wire and The Corner, and he did production design for Barry Levinson's last movies here, and he was brilliant. So we did Trash to Treasure. We did this big show. So that was great. We're all excited. And I'm trying to get together for opening night, and it's like logistic nightmare hell of like far too many things going on. But one of the things I got to figure out is, what's the most important thing in America nowadays? Well, no, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about something else before what happened now. Was parking. So we were having this monster event, and I had all these VIPs coming, and I couldn't have them like circling the blocks in Highland Town for 2 hours, so I was finding parking. So I had found a lot of parking, and then when I'm looking at my list, I'm like, oh my gosh. And I have to call Perry up. And I'm like, Perry, I'm so sorry. I don't have any parking for you. And there's this pause, and then he goes in his dry way. He says, Megan, I live in my parents' club basement. I don't need parking. And somehow that, to me, just sums up Baltimore. You know? I mean, just this humility and down-to-earthness and funny, dry sense of humor. And that is what made it all happen. And the other thing that I just want to say right now is I wanted to do a roll call, but it'd take 20 minutes, so I'm not allowed. But sitting in this room tonight, and again, with Margaret's idea of Vortex, you know, everybody's like, oh, you created the Creative Alliance. I'm like, You know, I did get to put on my resume, we got 250,000 people here in this theater in the years when I was program director. But really what happened is this community came together, and to every single person in this room, oh gosh, don't cry, don't pull a Margaret, to every single person in this room, we have board members here, we have sponsors here, we have people that have bought artwork here, we have artists that have exhibited here, we have musicians that have played here, and audiences that have loved us. And just for me and Margaret, we want to say thank you very, very much.